Welcome back to 91.1 WKCS FM. And we apologize because we weren't on here last week with our signature pick'em. Jackson and I were on Monday, and we talked about UT basketball and UT football and some state championship games. But we are recording this on Thursday, so that means you will hear this tomorrow, and it'll be we don't know what time, but there's going to be three state championship games tomorrow, Friday, and then there's going to be three state championship games the following day, Saturday. Today, Thursday, there's the Division II games, and we were going to call all nine of them, including the three today, but something happened.
Yeah, yesterday, me and Tommy and a few other the communication students, we went to Holston Middle School.
Holston Middle, not high
middle.
School.
Middle. I had such a trouble yesterday with the middle and high. But, we kind of got a little messed up, and then Thanksgiving break messed us up a lot, too, because of... it's Thanksgiving break, so it's okay. You're still gonna see who's gonna get pied in the face,
and
Tommy
it's gonna
Sweat.
Be Jackson.
It's gonna be Tommy.
It's gonna
Sweat.
Be Jackson. But that's a great transition because we didn't do it last week, so our record stayed the same.
We're even.
We're 37-20.
Now you can't tell us me and Tommy are the best pick'em high schoolers,
right?
Sports analysts,
because it was a quarterfinal. Like we're skipping. We didn't do the semifinals, but the quarterfinals we picked 12 games. Jackson and I, we disagreed on four total games.
Yep.
And he picked, who'd you pick?
I disagreed on West.
You picked
and
Powell.
I picked Powell, and then I picked South Dole over Central.
Yes, and
Central.
I picked Greenville over Elizabethton. He picked Elizabethton. And I picked Whitehaven over Houston.
Yes,
and he picked Houston.
I picked Houston.
And that was kind of, that was a 50-50. But that was a good pick on his part. And then we couldn't do it. We couldn't do semifinals, but we're going to do state finals. And we're going to kick it off right here. And I'm doing this in the order of when the games will occur. So tomorrow or today, Friday, December 6th, 1A, 3A, and 5A classifications will play. The first game will be 1A. It's at 11 o'clock a.m. The Lake County Falcons, they play the Greenback Cherokees. Now, I would say their record, Lake County's 14-0. Greenback's 12-2. That doesn't really matter at this point.
It does.
But just some background information on Greenback. It's their fourth state final in 5 years. If you remember, they won it in 2017. Really good team. They had an early exit last year. And so, I mean, they're looking to get back. They beat South Pittsburgh in just a thriller. It was 27-26, a phenomenal game. And they got Holden Willis, the 1A Mr. Football winner. He broke the TSSAA receiving record with 28. But last week, the Greenback defense had to focus on stopping the run for South Pittsburgh. This week, it's going to be the same with Lake County, who's just going to try to pound it down your throat. And they're in their they're seeking their first title, Lake County, since 1985. So they haven't really been here. I mean, some guys on that Greenback team, they've been 2 years ago, so they have some experience. This could go either way, Jackson. Who do you have?
Well, I think I'm going to go with Greenback. You know, we've talked about Greenback I'm not going to say a lot, but we've talked about them a few times here in the pick'em section.
Yes.
And usually when I pick Greenback, I've liked my decision. You know, I've always
they don't
been
let
behind
you down.
It. They don't. So I'm going to go with Greenback. I don't know a lot about Clay County, but I'm gonna stick with my, you know, my guts telling me go Greenback because of how often when I did pick them, when they would, you know, just show up on our pick'em section roster,
yeah.
I would pick them because they're usually the better matchup. So I'm going to go with Greenback.
Yeah, we had them. It was Greenback Cofield and it was Greenback like Oliver Springs, and they did they twaxed both of those teams. And I mean, a Lake County, I think they had another Mr. Football finalist. He was a quarterback. His name has slipped my mind, but even if they have a quarterback, and I heard he can sling it around, he's a really good baseball player, but they're still going to run the ball. And right. Since Greenback stopped the run last week against South Pittsburgh, I think they're going to do the same. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Lake County could have more athletes, but South Pittsburgh is a very tough team. They've won a lot of state titles, and I think Greenback is going to get their – let me do the math here – their second title in 3 years, and I think the Cherokees come away with it.
And also – so we're at high stakes here, me and Tommy are, because
yes, we are
tied. And, you know, I know we've already mentioned this, but we are tied in this here pick'em section challenge that we're doing. So we're high stakes here. So I hope we do disagree on at least one.
If we it may be the last one. It might be the 5. Well, it's not going to be the 5A.
No,
there's some ones.
Sadly,
that
it's
ones
not going to be 5A. I wish it.
We got that one coming up in a second. Moving on to the second game here, it's 3A. And one of these teams is maybe a surprise in getting here. One of these teams is not. And it's Pearl Cone, who's 14-0, and they play Alcoa, who is 13-1. Alcoa is seeking their 18th state title. This is their, like, this could be their fifth straight state title in 3A. How they're still in 3A, I don't know. They have, like, a gajillion players. But, that, I mean, that's okay. If they're comfortable in 3A, I mean, they can stay in
3A. If you're happy in 3A and you have 400 billion players and more players than there are people in the United States, exactly. That's perfectly fine.
Exactly.
But I honestly think Alcoa would do so much better. Alcoa wouldn't be with their winning streaks and stuff like that. If they'd go... Like, maybe not 5A. Maybe 5A, but, like, maybe go up to 6A, because they do have
gajillion. Yeah, they played three 6A teams, and they beat them, except for Maryville, who's also in the state title.
But here's the thing. They held against Maryville. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, Maryville's Maryville, but they held against them. So, I think they do okay in 6A. Now, they would dominate 5A, I feel like.
Yeah.
They would dominate 4A, and we've seen it. They've dominated 3A for forever now.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if they just move up to 6A, that'd be good.
Yeah, I mean, they would. I think they'd still dominate, but then, eventually teams that are that big, like, they got players, and usually when, like, the more number of players you have, like, the more number of athletes you have. That's just kind of how it works.
Right.
But I think we all know who we're going to pick here. Pearl Cone, the Firebirds, they lost to – this is their first finals appearance since 2015. That was back when they were in 4A. They lost to – I think it was Catholic in 2015. They moved back down to 3A. They're undefeated. They beat Covington in a one-point thriller. Covington, who's been the back-to-back runner-up to Alcoa. So Alcoa gets a new face, and I think they're gonna run all over the Firebirds this week.
Because it's hard to play Alcoa and win.
Yeah.
And the only team that's successfully done that this season is Maryville.
Yeah.
But they didn't even run all over them.
Exactly. I mean, it was like 3-3 in the fourth quarter, and then I think they scored two. Like, it was like a really close game. I wish I would have watched it.
I think it was 14-7.
Yeah. It was really close. Yeah.
It was very close.
And so moving on, we're going to go to – on Friday, it's 1A, 3A, 5A, so it's the odd classifications. And this one is not so much – this is just frustrating if you're a Fulton Falcon. It's Summit versus Central. Both of these teams are 12-2. The Spartans are in their first ever championship Blue Cross Bowl. They've only been a varsity program for 9 years, I believe. Well, they've only been a football program for 9 years. They started varsity in 2011. I remember playing 7-on-7 against these guys at UT. They got some athletes. They're going to want to run the ball. They got these two little twins. I believe it's the Wade twins who have offers from Kentucky. So, I mean, they're no pushovers, but Jackson's got his head in his hands right now, because the team they're playing, Central, is seeking their back-to-back title. It's their third Blue Cross Bowl in 4 years. They won it last year. They won it – I mean, they went in 16, lost to Memphis East. Bryson Rosser, he upsets South Doyle. He upsets West somehow, some way. And I think he's not going to upset Summit. They're just going to dominate, and they're going to suffocate. I think that's the word for Central. Their defense is suffocating. They're going to suffocate the Spartans.
And all you hear is crickets now. But I mean, we talked about it on live on the air. I mean, just the luck of the luck you have to have to beat Central. It seems like I mean, you have to be. I can't remember who said it, but someone said you have to like sell your soul to the devil or something to beat Central.
Something demoralizing.
Something, I don't know. West, and I just want to point it out. We've talked about West since the beginning of the season. Whether it was me and Tommy or me and Corbin or me and Josh or me and Parker, it was West has been brought up.
Yeah.
And we thought West is going to be – after that Ray County game, me, Corbin, and Parker, we were like, okay, West can more than likely take this. West will knock Powell out. They did. Mm-hmm. Then they come in and they just I don't know. I'm trying to think of the word that I'm – there's a word that I'm looking for. I don't know, but I just can't fathom the fact of that Central beat West 10-0.
Right.
But
they held that high-powered offense to zero. Like, that's crazy.
They have – West has Jay Hundley, Elijah Rogers, Isaiah Mattress, who is literally a mattress, and he can run.
He can.
West has two – Arkansas commits on defense. I'm so confused.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
And Fulton gave West or Central the a run for their money, like for the battle of Broadway in quotes.
Yeah,
because we're the only school in Broadway. But like, I'm gonna pick Central because it's Summit. But let's hope and pray. Hope and pray, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, this is one where you hope you're wrong.
You really do.
You know, I mean, it'd be different if, like, one of us was picking Summit for the sake of the Pick'em Challenge. But this, for the sake of being a Fulton Falcon, you hope you're wrong on this
you
one.
You do. Oh, because there's a rivalry there. I mean,
yeah.
You know, everyone calls it the Battle of Broadway and everything else and Battle of the Schools and stuff like that. But, you know, number one, it'd be good for Summit, too.
I mean,
they've only been open for, what was it, 12 years?
Yeah, like 11,
like,
12,
yeah, 12, yeah. 12, 11 years. So that'd be great for Summit if Summit mm-hmm. can get a state championship within the first 11, 12 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that'd be awesome to say that. I mean, I believe it was in 4A, Nolensville was in there. They've only been around for like 3-4 years. They made it to the semifinals. So, I mean maybe a team, like they're in the semifinals, like two young programs are in the semifinals, Nolensville, Summit, only one advances. Maybe one gets a state title. You never know. But it's hard to pick against Central. It's like picking against – I'm not comparing them to Alabama by any means. Well, maybe not Alabama, but this year it's like comparing them to like LSU or picking them against LSU.
Right.
Because like LSU this year, compared to many other years, they've been very dominant. They've been very solid. Like you just can't – like you're like, okay, yeah, that team could beat them. But then again, you just get
that – LSU tagging them. Yeah, tagging
you get that feeling. You
exactly.
Get that.
Right. And Mays, I think Mays called it. I think Russell said it the best. Everyone plays – their hardest against everyone else, I feel like. And then and then this is where I come in and say it's like everyone plays their worst.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's
against
Central.
Central.
Yeah, it's like I think they look at them, they're like, it's Central. They won the state title last year. They're supposed to be really dominant, but they're not. So we can just kinda,
because you kind of look at their I've seen this going around you know, like I've seen just posts about them, and you know, like great job to Central,
mm-hmm.
great job. You made it this far. You beat West.
Yeah,
I mean, kudos. I just don't, you know, I don't see how you lose to a Gibbs team.
Yeah, by 28.
Right, and then beat a West team by 10, and you hold them to where they don't even score.
Yeah,
but shout out to them, and they're gonna get their second rink.
Yeah, back to back. Yeah,
Fulton's done that. We did back to back with our three-peat, but we also have six state championships. I love throwing that out there, you know, because I think people,
yeah, we were at Holston. You said it like a bunch of times.
I think
like,
people need to know. People like people want, you know, we asked them a lot at Holston. We were like, hey, do you like sports? And they're like, yeah. Well, guess what? We've got six state championships and three in basketball. Mm, so
that's nine.
Right.
That's
come to Fulton High School if you're thinking about a magnet program.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll put a little plug in there. But we're not recruiting.
We're not.
We're
not
recruiting. We just want
to
say
that goes to one person
we just want to say Fulton's a great school. We love it here. We believe you would too.
Nope.
We're gonna take a quick break here, and we're gonna do the last three games. It's gonna be 2A, 4A, and 6A. We'll be right back.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Tennessee high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we're going to pick it back up here with our last three games of this Pick'em section. We went 1A, 3A, 5A. Now we're going to keep it even. We're going to go 2A, 4A, 6A. Kicking it off, we have Peabody. I believe they're the Golden Tide. They're 14-0, and they play Meigs County. Meigs County seeking their first state championship title in school history. Last year they lost to Trousdale, who they beat this year in the semifinals. They lost to Trousdale County 32-29 last year. They beat Trousdale County 22-20 this year. So they've finally gotten over that semifinal hump. This is their first Blue Cross Bowl since 1995. If I had to put money on what, I mean, if it's going to be orange and black or gold and black for the school colors, Meigs County, the orange and black, the whole community is going to be in Cookeville at Tucker Stadium. Peabody, however, they're the defending 2A state champs, Jackson, and they're seeking their third title in this 10 years. They've won in 14, they won in 18, and they're a high-powered offense. They put up well over 50 points a game. Meigs County's going to have the fan support. Peabody's going to have the experience. Who do you have in this one?
Well, Tommy, this right here might be the only one we disagree on.
I think so.
So it's going to come down to it. I think, you know, with the odds and stuff, but it is at Meigs County, right?
From my conclusion, yes, it's going to be a Meigs County dominated crowd.
Well, and I think when it comes to crowd, that plays a big, you know, we talked about it.
Especially in a game of this caliber.
Yeah. Especially state, because state, you know, I'm sure Meigs County will get a pep bus to get down there.
Oh, yeah, right.
Students
yeah.
over there. I'm sure Peabody will too.
No doubt.
But like,
and that's early morning. I guarantee you, like, they'll be out of school for that one.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
I guarantee
and that's the thing too. What's great about a lot of these too is if it gets you out of school, you're gonna have you start a permission slip and stuff like that, like we did for the basketball.
That was awesome.
Let me tell you, that was impossible. That was hard. That was very hard. I was one of the ones that helped coordinate it, and it takes a lot.
Yeah,
it does. And so I know if we'd have had an early morning game and it would have meant that they missed school.
Mm-hmm.
We would have had 14 buses because we'd have fit the whole school in there.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, it was only – there was, like, what, like a 60 – like, you could only get one bus.
Yeah.
And when I met, it was just, like –
Oh, yeah, we thought we were only going to have one bus. We had one bus the first – or on Saturday, and then Friday and Thursday, we had two buses.
Really?
Because we, like – everybody was like, oh, we're going to get out of school. And here's the thing. We had more support on Saturday, but we didn't have as many people.
Yeah.
But I mean, still,
because that was a state title game.
It was the state title game. I mean, we had support after support. But I will say, you know, the advantage is just because I know when we had our student section there in Murfreesboro for the Falcons,
mm-hmm.
we were screaming, yelling at the other team.
We talked about that Mitchell game that when we played Memphis Mitchell overtime 1-3, we won that game because of the crowd support. I mean, talent. Call it what you want, but if we didn't, I mean, if we were sluggish, we were slow. It was our first game in Murfreesboro, but the crowd was the difference. I think that's going to be a big factor in today's game.
Yeah, and here's one thing. Me being a student section leader, I know how to get in people's heads, especially the opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. I did that at the state game for mm-hmm. the basketball team.
Yeah,
the one that actually got committed to Oregon,
mm-hmm.
got in his game or his head. He looked at me and he
flustered.
Did something. He did something with his finger. We're not going to get in that.
But, did he really?
He did. He
That's
was very mad.
Awesome.
Very mad.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I yelled his name a lot.
Chandler!
Every time he got close to me, I'd yell his number. And then I'd be like, you suck. And I know he didn't.
Say
I knew
foul
he didn't.
Term.
Oh, yeah. I knew he didn't. But I just wanted to get in his head. And that's good, though. But that's why. Oh, yeah, pretty much. But that's why it's such a big deal to have the crowd support.
Yeah.
So. This could go like this could be bad.
This could go either way,
because
and this could be the deciding
this
game.
This is the deciding game. We are tied even.
Wow,
even right now.
Wow.
I'm going Peabody. No. I don't know what I'm gonna. I'm going Meigs County because I know how.
All right.
Going Meigs. Final answer. Meigs, locked in. It's
Meigs
locked.
County. I'm writing on paper.
Meigs County. It's going on paper.
Pen to paper.
In the good pen, too, that Tommy
exactly.
loves talking about.
So he's got Meigs County. And this, we're not disagreeing just so we could, you know. I mean, that would be super lame if we just agreed on all of them and it was just a tie. But Peabody, defending 2A state champs. They're 14-0. They got a high-powered offense. I think Meigs County, they made it to the state title game. But they're not going to bring home the gold ball. Give me the Peabody Golden Tide. And that's going to be the deciding one because of these next two. We could disagree. We may not. But give me Peabody. Just because. I mean, I didn't even know they were defending 2A state champs. They've won. This will be their third. They had the experience. They won it last year. Easy. Crowd or not. Easy pick here. Peabody. With a dub, moving on to 4A, Springfield. If you remember, in 2017, they went to the Blue Cross Bowl. They went up against Greenville. They got smacked. It was 54-13. This is their second Blue Cross Bowl in 3 years. The other one was that one in 2017. However, they faced Elizabethan, who's beaten Greenville twice, been a thorn in their side this entire century. But this is the Cyclones' first ever Blue Cross Bowl. Just like Meigs County, Elizabethan, the entire town is going to be there. Saturday, 3:00 game. Guarantee that you're going to see a lot of orange and black. And I think the Cyclones dominate. Just like Greenville did to Springfield in 2017, Elizabethan dominates Springfield, and they get their first ever Blue Cross Bowl.
Tommy, I'm going to agree with you because every time I have picked Elizabethan, they've been there with me. You know, they've helped me out. They helped me out when you picked Greenville against Elizabethan.
Like twice.
Yeah. And they've helped me. They really have. Elizabethan helped me out in both times. And anytime I've ever picked Elizabethan, they've came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
They've helped out and they've supported it. So I'm going to go Elizabethan. I do think it's going to be a rundown a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be kind of like one of the 5A games that's going to be happening that we're not going to speak of.
I think so. I think since it's Elizabethan's first ever state title, maybe
a little
nervous.
They're
going to
be a little nervous.
Maybe a little nervous.
Right. Because it's a you know, it's their first Blue Cross Bowl.
In Springfield, they've been here. They were on the losing side. So maybe the Yellow Jackets are hungry.
Right. Maybe they are.
You never know. I think it'll be close early.
It comes down to the drive.
Just like the 4A game last year was Greenville and Haywood, and everybody thought Greenville was just going to run away with it, like, from the jump. Haywood, it's like 21-21 at halftime, and then Greenville just runs away with it. I think it's close up until halftime, but Elizabethan grinds it out, and they get their first ever gold ball. And I was surprised that when Jason Witten was there, when Jason Witten was there at Elizabethan from, I believe, like, was it 90? It was 90s. I'm sorry. I should have done my research. They didn't win a Blue Cross Bowl. Like, maybe that's all they had back there in Elizabethan at the time. But that shocked me. And I think that it's going to be a different outcome this year for the Cyclones. And so that'll take us into our last game of this pick'em for this year. For the football season, it's Ravenwood and it's Maryville. Now, yes, these two teams, a lot of eye candy in this game. Ravenwood has D1 prospects all across the football field. They beat Houston 42-21. They held the 6A Mr. Football finalist Lincoln Pear to 140 yards, which you're saying, like, yeah, that's a lot. But it was on 40 carries. If Lincoln Pear gets 40 carries against anybody, he's going for about 500. Because I've watched that dude's highlights. He's the real deal. He's the 6A Mr. Football finalist. They're seeking their third Blue Cross Bowl. If you remember, in 2014, they got up to a huge lead on Maryville. Maryville came back, beat them 35-34. Ravenwood had a bad taste in their mouth next year when they met for a rematch in 2015. They handled them 26-17 in 2015. They won in 2005, and they won in 2015. This could go either way. I mean, Jackson was disagreeing with me because he was saying it's Maryville, and I agree with him. However, Ravenwood, they got an Oklahoma commit. Maryville, yes, has the history. They didn't go back last year. And he's got his hands together because he thinks I'm going to pick Ravenwood. But I'm on the fence. Derek Hunt, he won it in 2017. They got smacked last year against Oakland 38-0. They take care of Oakland 12-0 in just a grind fest. So he's got his players motivated. Oh, man. But I don't know. I love Maryville. I love picking Maryville because it's almost a guaranteed win every time. But I'm going to lay my 37-20 record on the line, and I'm going to pick the Raptors.
Let's go!
Of Ravenwood in an upset. The 13-1 Raptors have been dominant in the 6A playoffs. In the Battle of the Woods a couple weeks ago, they beat Brentwood. They handled Brentwood. Last week in the semifinals, they handled Houston, undefeated Houston. This week, they're going to handle the undefeated Maryville Rebels. Gimme the Ravenwood Raptors. Jackson, who do you have?
I don't know if you all heard that very loud praise that I just had.
He's excited, and I just came up with this. This like our picks aren't like playing down to a T. Like,
no,
we don't know.
We do them right now.
We don't know who we're gonna pick until
right now.
Right before we do it. I don't know if that's good or bad. It's probably bad. But it just I went to fourth block, came back. We're recording this after school, and I said, you know what, Ravenwood.
Did Mr. Smith change your mind?
He did not. No, he said Maryville was going. He said Maryville was going to win it.
He said, but it was going to be a close game.
He said it was going to be a close game, and I knew it was going to be a close game. But I think Ravenwood has a little bit more. Has a little bit more, Jackson.
Never been so happy on a pick'em section before.
This could really come back to bite me.
This right here was. I didn't know really who I wanted to pick from Meigs County and Peabody. I didn't.
Right.
And Tommy gave us the information. And he thinks they're going to slander. But it's not going to matter if Maryville.
What if we tie, Jack? What if
what are we going to do if we tie?
What if I get Peabody and then.
What are we going to do? I think, number one, that's a moral victory, but I think we should both, like, okay.
We should both get pie.
Yeah, we should pie each other in the face. I think that's what we should do. Oh, man. I just hope.
That's
so
how it's going.
But here's the thing. I'd rather tie and both of us get pie than just me get pie.
But yeah, because you're going to get pie either way.
But, like, if you lost.
Which I'm not. Because Ravenwood's going to win. Peabody's going to win. Let's go.
But, okay. So, let me get into my reasoning for picking Maryville, because... okay, here's the five reasons why. Maryville, and you'll never guess it, Maryville. They are a top-tier team. We've talked about them countless times, day in, day out, of these pick'em sections. Maryville will put their hands on anyone that they want to put their hands on. They have five-star recruits coming out the wazoo.
Facts.
I mean, and Tommy, you played against them. You should know.
I should. I should be smarter,
you
right?
You should be very smart, but you've already put it in on paper.
But I'm not.
So there's no going back.
I'm sticking with it. I'm not going to change my mind.
Good. But... I mean, you know, Maryville, they've got a tough offense. They've got a really rugged defense that can really put you on your butt.
I mean, they held Oakland.
They did.
Oakland's dropped 80 points twice this season. They held them at 0 points.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, they've held everyone they've played. Alcoa, we've talked about it. Alcoa's an amazing team.
Three points.
And beat them. I mean, you know, but they've beat Alcoa most of the time they've played them.
Yeah, I'd like to see that series record.
I would.
I'd
like to continue to see that, though. Mm-hmm. I really do. One thing that I like seeing, a team I like seeing going against Maryville is Fulton. Because,
yeah.
And here's the reason why. Everybody's like, why do we keep playing Maryville? We lose to them. Because, number one, I know I'm getting sidetracked here, but I do like telling people this.
Yeah.
Bob Black is going to make you work for your wins.
Thanks.
And you've heard it plenty of times, I know, because I've heard it in through school and outside of school from people I don't know to people I do know. The more you practice and whoever you play, if you practice someone way better than you,
yeah,
you
you're
play
playing a
against
bunch
whoever.
Of, you're playing a bunch of bums. Then
you're
not going to be
then
ready
you're not
going to
get any better.
Yeah.
But if you play people that are way better than you that you know are good, it's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's going to help you. Now, you know, but Maryville, we've talked about them. They can go any division, any region, any class, any state, any country, and probably do pretty well.
I think you're right.
We've talked about it. They could go to Texas and do pretty freaking well.
They could.
I mean, they're Maryville. They've got the talent. They've got the depth. They've got the skill. They've got the coach. I mean, they were working. I saw a tweet. They were working out and stuff and having practice on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving morning. Like, they work in, day out, and I just think they're going to be too much for Ravenwood. I do. I mean, me and Corey, here's one thing that helps me with this. One of my mentors that's helped me through a lot of, you know, anything I'm doing sports related is Corbin Carver. Corbin and he pointed this. Shout out to Corbin Carver. Corbin said that, you know, because we were talking about how Maryville and McCauley would be a good game, and I brought it up to Corbin. And Corbin's like, yeah, it'd be a good game, but it's Maryville. Maryville will go in.
Yeah,
and
McCauley may have the talent, but
Maryville's
got the size.
They've got they are the talent.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, I mean, Maryville, they could stomp on people. And he said, and I quote, yeah, Maryville might do good, but they are Maryville. And that's why I say they're Maryville so much,
mm-hmm.
is because they are. And, you know, he brought up so many good points. And he said, I said, I think they'd do really good in this private division. He said they would dominate the private division where it wouldn't be fun anymore.
Yeah.
He said Catholic would come back to our division. Mm-hmm. I mean, they wouldn't hold. They wouldn't. So, and the fact that Ravenwood, I mean, I'll have to give it to them. Ravenwood dominated. I mean, put their hands on everybody, too. Mm-hmm. They all put their hands on everybody. But I'm going Maryville, and Tommy, you might have just
messed yourself up.
But here's the thing, is I kind of messed myself up, too.
But it's okay, because
it's
that's
okay.
What you
do. If we tie, we both get the repercussions.
We both get up high. And we mentioned before, we're recording this on Thursday afternoon. It's after school. So that means there was a game this morning at 11 o'clock. It was Davidson Academy and University School of Jackson. You probably already know this if you even care about high school, but Davidson Academy has just went back-to-back. That went final about an hour ago. They won 31-21. Davidson Academy won it last year. They won it this year. Shout out to Davidson Academy. Also, playing as we're talking, but it's going to be final by the time you hear this, Christ Presbyterian Academy and Evangelical Christian School, 12-1. They've been going at it for about an hour. So we may give you a live radio update on that. But to everyone in the Blue Cross Bowl, good luck to you. Hopefully you bring home a gold ball. But also, this is our last pick 'em segment. This is our last podcast, so to speak, pregame show, if you will. But thank you for people who listen to this, because we started out, Jackson started out by himself. I hope that we're not trying to steer this away, but Jackson, I remember start of the season, he was doing this all by himself. And if you look at these notes, ladies and gentlemen, I got these notes in my right hand. They're thick. They're thick to the brim. And for like the last 5-6 weeks, it's been both of our notes. But before it was both of our notes, it was just Jackson's notes. So shout out to Jackson Powell. Shout out to Russell Mays. Jackson, thank you for about mid-year saying, you know what, let's do a pick 'em. Because I was like, but that sounds like a blast.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we came up with the idea to do a pick 'em challenge. So next year, we're going to be doing this again, and we're gonna have the experience. We're going to have even more passion for it. And hopefully it's going to be a lot better, because we're going to learn from our mistakes. It's not going to be perfect. We mess up here and there. But you know what? This has been a fun journey, Jackson. And we're not going to, like, we're going to keep coming out with, you know, maybe some basketball stuff, maybe just some other podcasts. But as far as football goes, this is the last one.
Yeah, it's a little emotional. I mean, I'm not gonna cry a little bit, but I might cry when I get home. But
cry myself to sleep.
Yeah, cry myself to sleep. But I will say this, you know, Tommy, it's never just been me. I mean, it was me, but I've always had help. And you came in, early mid season, very early mid season, and I was the one who hosted the pick-up section originally when it was my countdown to kickoff.
Yep.
And then I was like, you know what? We were talking about it and how much you wanted to do this and like how much you love doing radio. Like it was mainly after that PAL game that we did, the junior varsity PAL game that we broadcasted.
That
was a blast.
That was fun.
That's when it really, like, that's when I think our friendship took off too.
Yeah, because we knew of each other last year, but we didn't really talk to each other.
Yeah.
But ever since, I mean, he hosted the countdown to kickoff, and I came in for a couple of interviews, and I was like, man, this is fun.
Yeah. He came in the first interview. I can't remember. He was my first interview. It was the Austin Nice game.
Was that after the Central game?
Yes, it was after the Central game. We talked about Central a lot, and then we talked about, because I remember, yes, because it was. And it was that Monday before the Austin Nice game. I got you in lunch. And, I mean, I just, you know, a friendship sparked from radio, and it's just because of how fun it is for both of us to do. I mean, Tommy, we've been through it. We've been through almost all football season together doing this. And, and you know, we've been through it. You know, you've been through your hurt,
slowly getting back.
Slowly. He's on a brace now, guys.
I've been walking. No crutches today.
He got out of the scooter.
Don't
what
tell
was
my
it?
Mom.
When did you get out of the scooter? Tuesday? Wednesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. Went back Tuesday.
Yeah.
Got that thing off.
Got out of the scooter Tuesday.
Threw
and then
the dump.
Yesterday is in a boot. Now he's in a brace. So, I mean.
Slowly but surely.
It's looking a little different for old Jackson Powell over here.
Jackson's getting, he's getting better. Okay, we thought he was good. And then he goes to the doc. He's not good. But he's going to get it settled out. Because he sent me a picture of it yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. And
it's not
he injured it at Oak Ridge game, which was like November 1st. And it's still as big as it was then. So I don't know. I wish I was a doctor and I could diagnose him. But he's going to get back. Send your thoughts and prayers out to Jackson. But also, like Jackson says, every time he goes live on the air, thank you to Russell Mays. Because you're right.
I mean.
Wouldn't be possible without him. I know he's got to go home now.
Yeah.
But we're keeping him after.
Oh.
But he that's the kind of love and care that he has for us, because he knows that we love this.
And also, you know, we have to give a huge shout out to his wife. We do.
Yes.
Because, you know,
thank
coming
you for
in a
watching
couple,
the kids.
Oh yeah. A couple weeks ago when it was me and Tommy staying in, and we stayed here till like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And
let him have it.
We're sure she let him. She let him have it. And quick little disclaimer here, a message popped up on the screen while
so
me
we're
and Tommy,
sort of jacked up.
Yeah,
there.
We might have. I'll have to go back and edit it a little bit, but a message popped up on the screen as me and Tommy are talking, and Yeah, that was not fun. It kind of messed up where we were, so if it's a little jumpy, I'm sorry. Me and Tommy were sitting here trying to figure it out, and it took us a minute because me and Tommy were laughing because we were over like, she let him, and then we were like trying to get ourselves ready for it. But, I mean, just a huge shout-out to all them and Tommy, buddy. I wouldn't be able to do this without you. I mean,
I wouldn't be able to do it without you, Jack. Partners in crime.
Honestly, like, you know, you look at our folder here, and that's
Jackson brags about it a lot, and there's good reason to it. Like anytime somebody comes in here, he's like, "You want to see what do you call it? It could be worth $1 million.
It could be.
That's always been our joke. But like, man, one day, I wish you could physically touch this packet. I mean, it's just a jumble of our words.
It is,
and we've somehow crafted it into a mediocre
podcast.
Podcast, and it's been live on the radio a couple times. You know. So, really, I mean, we cannot thank you enough. Right. We cannot.
And I can't, and like Tommy said, I can't thank you all enough. I can't thank Mesa enough, Mesa's wife, Mr. Smith. Huge shout out to him.
We love you, Mr. Smith.
But I have to give it to you, Tommy, buddy. If it wasn't for you, literally, I'd be stuck probably doing Radio 2 work and not... Because, you know, this is my grade, is to sit here and work on this all week.
That'd be a fun grade.
It is, and it's going to be your grade next semester when we're doing our morning show.
Morning show. Plug it now. It's going to be fun.
But, you know, mid-season when I was doing my countdown to kickoff, it was hard to find someone that was energetic about football and wanted to actually sit here and talk about it. And, Tommy, you presented me with the opportunity to be able to sit here and do an hour's worth of something. That's just a blast. So I have to just give you the biggest thanks and just thank you so much. And I think the listeners too. I think my mom, my dad, because they're the one who retweet everything that we send out.
I mean, yeah, you gotta listen to the baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they send it all out.
Mm-hmm.
But huge shout out to them. Huge shout out to you, Tommy. Thank you all so much for listening to us. I mean, if you all have been listening to all of our episodes and everything else, just a huge shout out to you. And we're sorry, we know we're amateurs, but
we're getting better.
We're getting better. We're just high school students. But we're gonna do a quick little self plug here. Make sure you tune in to on December 9th.
December 19th. That's a Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen,
for me and Tommy Sweat calling a Whittle Springs Warriors basketball game.
Whittle
We've been
Springs
wanting to do it, and
yes.
We're doing it.
Whittle Springs versus Gibbs. It's going to be exciting. That's going to be. It won't be our first live broadcast. We're going to do a couple more.
Yeah,
but that's going to be our first middle school broadcast. And I'd like to see the records if there's ever been a middle school game broadcasted on radio.
Oh yeah,
because that's going to be exciting. Whittle Springs, the Warriors. They've been killing it lately. They're 9-0, 10-0 right now. And hopefully they'll still be undefeated when we come out there to Whittle Springs Avenue on December 19th, and they're going to get another W.
Yep. Tommy, do you want to send us home or you want me to?
Jack, you started this journey. I think it's only fair if you finish it.
All right, Tommy. Thank you all so much for supporting us through this podcast journey. Thank you, Russell Mays. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Mr. Mays' wife. You know, huge shout-outs to everyone. But sadly, this will be the last Fulton football podcast until next season. I'm Jackson Powell, and alongside me, I have Tommy Sweat signing off for the last time until football season of 2020-2021 here on 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.